Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 7, 2024. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel: Is Israel a mature state? We might just be going through a significant maturation phase right now. Without fully comprehending what is happening within us yet, we can see how our concerns have shifted significantly to what they were before October 7th last year. What worried us before the tragic events of that date and the ongoing war ever since seems trivial in retrospect. Many are introspecting differently to what they were before, and are revising their next steps in life. It is like a girl who was fixated on her baby doll. Her world revolved around the small little bundle of plastic and cloth, and she poured her heart into every aspect of its care. While the girl engaged herself with her baby doll, there was a real baby in her same house. The girl, however, was uninterested in the real-life doll. Her mother, however, held an almost complete focus on the baby. These differing levels illustrate what we deem important at different stages of our maturation. Our society resembled that baby doll. In terms of values that permeate society, self-concern, indifference to others and a divisive atmosphere of each one living within their personal tanks against everyone else, standing up for their own opinion against all others, reigned supreme, at least until the events of October 7th. Then, all of a sudden, it is as if we started waking up to see that we share a real-life common baby needing our constant care to nurture its healthy development. This common baby has since forced us to grow out of our childish ways. Engaging solely with self-interest seems outdated and non-beneficial to anyone in the current situation. However, by the same token, embracing genuine relationships is still unfamiliar territory. Transitioning from self-centeredness to focusing on the benefit of others cannot be done in an instant, and we thus hover in a state between self-love and social cohesion. Despite the girl's attachment to the doll, her mother encouraged her to spend time with her baby brother. Gradually, she began to connect with the baby, finding ways to calm him down and comprehend his needs, becoming increasingly attentive to his growth. There is a driving force in nature that continually urges us toward states of increasing connection, to mature in our attitudes to each other, and to engage in live dynamic relationships. October 7th and the war that has followed put spokes in the wheels of our hateful and divisive conduct toward each other leading up to that date. We have since turned our attention to a new common engagement that has somewhat brought us more together, and it is my hope that we do not merely let tragedy and war hold us in such a state, but that after the war ends, we will take further steps in becoming even more mature, by voluntarily cultivating positive connections to each other above desires and opinions that will emerge to once again challenge the strength of the direction in which we hold ourselves. Embracing and exercising the need to continually enhance the quality of our connections will not only secure our safety and peace, it will also serve as an inspiring unifying example for other societies around the world. Moreover, the positive rippling effects throughout human consciousness hold the potential to impact a major shift toward global peace and harmony, the likes of which we have never yet experienced. Getting closer to correction. Question: what kind of experience are we taking with us into the new 2024 year? Have we grown up as a world cli? Answer: I think you have grown, especially this year, women even more than men. But it depends on perseverance and desire. I hope that next year will be very productive. We will be able to climb an even higher degree and get closer directly to the correction itself. Direct your thoughts and heart to the Creator. He will feel it immediately. Turn to Him, and I will be with you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 31, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What are three things that broaden one's mind in the work? When there is no strength to overcome egoism. Question: A person can cry when turning to the Creator with any intention. What is the best intention on our part? Answer: when a person feels that he has no strength to overcome the barrier that the Creator has created before him and he asks the Creator to remove it. Question: sometimes it seems that crying works as a kind of purification, but after I am cleansed, I am filled with even more egoism. Why does this happen? Answer: it is arranged so that you cry from the egoism growing in you, then from even greater and greater one, until you realize what a bottomless egoism you have and start screaming that you cannot tolerate it. This is when the Creator will correct you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 24, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: My Soul Shall Weep in Secret, Part 1. The Road to Heaven. Tears in the spiritual sense mean a feeling of powerlessness. Crying is a request from the depths of the heart to come closer to the Creator, that is, they are an expression of a real desire. Question: do we reach the gate of tears only through suffering, or does fear of the Creator lead us to them? Answer: first of all, it is through fear before the Creator. It is not just fear, but also respect and inner vibrations. After all, it is the cumulative feeling of the Creator in all your qualities that will lead you to contact with Him. Question: where am I going through the gate of tears? Answer: through the gate of tears, we pass to Gan Eden, Garden of Eden. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 24, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: My Soul Shall Weep in Secret, Part 1. Insistent Request. Question: can I feel that there is none else besides Him and at the same time not feel that He is good and does good? Answer: of course you may not feel the Creator, but He is always with you. He on purpose conceals Himself from us so that we will ask Him to help us ascend. Therefore, you should turn to Him. It is very important. The fact that you are asking Him to raise you up in His arms is a very serious component of our common ascent to the center of creation. Comment: I want to constantly yearn for Him and not depend on any other desires because there is a trap here. My response: I understand you perfectly, but you should turn only to the Creator. He will do everything. You just still do not feel the degrees you are climbing. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 21, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: What is the exaltedness of the Creator? A teacher's place of work. Question: what verifies a ten's complete annulment before the teacher and the Creator? Answer: the verification is that you close your eyes and want to join the ten and adhere to the Creator through the ten, and you do not want anything else in life. Question: in difficult moments, we must fall into the hands of the friends and reach out to the Creator together. How do you correctly include a connection with the teacher in this effort? Answer: when you aim with the group to the Creator, I am also with you. Do not try to find contact with me, I am always in the connection between you and the Creator. This is my place of work. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 25, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: Choosing Labor. Shift the focus to the Creator. Question: what does it mean to be rewarded to serve the Creator not for the sake of your own pleasure but to give pleasure to Him? Answer: it is difficult for me to translate this into a language that is understandable to your feelings. To serve the Creator means to fulfill all His desires and all the actions that He wants to receive from us in complete bestowal. Question: but every time I fall into egoism, I care for myself and worry about myself. How do I shift the focus to Him? Answer: try to imagine it somehow. For example, imagine a mother with a child, how much she wants to give everything to him because he is the most precious thing to her. This is called the right attitude to the other and to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 26, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, The Matter of Spiritual Attainment. Breaking Free from the Power of Politicians. Dimitri writes to you, Michael, I have been enraged lately. Why do we succumb to politicians and propagandists who are throwing us off? They are the reason there is so much grief. You see clearly blood spilling, people killing each other, and hating each other. It is all because they are egging on, but everything is, after all, illusory and fake. We die for this lie while they get fat. They make lots of money off this bloodshed. Their children roll in luxury, and they too are doing well. Why are we giving in? Where is our basic reasoning? Where is the fear? Answer, we do not have basic reasoning. As for the fear, we are so lost we do not feel it. Question, so they can steer us? Answer, they can do anything. Comment, but a person still feels it. Dimitri writes here with so much pain in this letter that people feel it and still fall for it. My response, of course. Question, what is this mechanism that steers us? Answer, it is politics. They are not just steering a person, but entire nations and countries by any means. They know how to brainwash people who follow them as if to the slaughterhouse. Question, what do they pinpoint in us that they can turn on and throw us into hell? Answer, they control our little egoism, and thus we succumb to it. Question, it turns out they are specialists. That is, they know what you keep saying, that a person is an egoist. They know it. Answer, yes, they know it very well and use it. Question, is there a way to resist? Dimitri is actually hoping you may have a solution, a way to resist all this, what to do? Answer, only if we truly understand our nature and how we are led will we be able to see their work for ourselves and not be on board with them. Question, you pointed to egoism. You said, this is our vice we need to work with. How do you work with it to break free from them? Answer, I think for this we just need to understand that good relations between us, between people, are above all other benefits they try to bribe us with. After all, it is always about buying and selling. Question, so, if I have great relationships, will they not be able to steer me? Answer, if I cherish these good relationships, they will not be able to. Question, what kind of relationships are these? Answer, when I realize that the best thing is to live in peace with my neighbors, when I say neighbors, I mean from everyone around me to other countries. Comment, but it is not a secret, there is understanding in us that it is really good to live in peace with neighbors. My response, these are just words. There are so many ways and methods to pit one country against another, and it is very hard to stop. Question, what should I imprint on myself? Which rule or law to never circumvent? Answer, to live peacefully is above all. This should be clear to people. Question, can it be imprinted, let's say, in laws, in man? Answer, it can be imprinted in society, so if someone wants to lure one society into a war against another society, they will not succeed. Question, do you think it is possible to accomplish? Answer, yes. Peace above all. This should be the direction of our most important aspiration. Question, let's talk a little above the corporeal. You have always said the Creator is associated with the word Shalom peace. You tell us we are somehow attracting this state here? Answer, yes, you can attract a good state to yourself, gain confidence in yourself and others, and unite to never be separated or crushed. This is called the upper force dwelling among us. The upper one. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 20, 2023. In agreement with the teacher. One should act according to one's teacher, Balha Sulam, Shemati 187, Choosing Labor. Question. I have a feeling that I am adopting your clear spiritual language and thinking in your words, speaking with them, responding with them, and what does not correspond to your words, The words of Rabash and Balhar Sulam is not accepted. While beginning to feel my own language, doubts constantly take over, doubts that I am thinking incorrectly and speaking incorrectly. How can I use experience correctly in order to act in harmony with you and with the Creator? Answer: you don't need to use your experience, get everything only from me. You should try to act only with your mind and with what you read and hear from the sources of Balhar Sulam and Rabash. Then you will definitely advance and will not make mistakes. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 25, 2023. Writings of Balhar Sulam, Choosing Labor.